Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Yeah, I had a crazy. My computer is doing this weird thing right now. And it's like, it's like taking the volume to zero for no reason. It's
Oh man, I
a
love
little,
technology.
it's a little tech gremlin.
Yeah, it's funny because anytime that has to do anything technology with me, it just never works and it frustrates Mark to no end. And like, I'm not doing anything, you know?
It's a high vibe, it definitely. And everyone I coach is like that. So my last coaching call, I swear to God, we had to get on a actual cell phone. Like we could not make like nothing worked.
I get it.
So what we're gonna do, let's do this to start, Lara, because I really want this to be a really nice podcast interview for your book. I love your book so much. And so what I'd love to do is just kind of let's both kind of ask. In fact, before I rebooted a second ago, I said, okay, God, you know what? I really want to interview this woman.
Aww.
Can you like clear the tech gremlins for a half hour?
I always call my angels in. I'm like, okay, just let's do this. It's
Okay,
funny.
we did it. I think we did it. I feel good. It feels good. Didn't that just shift? Something just shifted. I felt it. It's really
Good.
cool. Okay, so I'm gonna. Am I recording already? A second. So hello, and welcome. And I'm super excited today. I'm gonna introduce to you this brand new author. I just adore her. Her work is so beautiful and light. I know you're gonna love her. But unfortunately, I forgot to ask her how to pronounce her name. So, I think it's Lara Romero. But will you just correct me if I got that wrong?
It's actually Lara.
Okay, Lara. See.
Yes.
Guys, I did a podcast A1 mistake on my first call with this woman, which makes sense because maybe I'm nervous, which doesn't make sense. So, Lara, let's just kind of start with kind of where you live and what your life is like. And I know you're happily married with a beautiful guy. So just kind of tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I live in beautiful Southern California in Laguna Niguel, Orange County. And I do live with my husband, who I've been married to for almost 23 years. And I'm so grateful for that. And we have two beautiful daughters, 22 and 18. So my life right now is learning to be on my own and not be so much the mom anymore. And really stepping into my purpose. So I get
I
to
love
enjoy the beach. I get to enjoy the parks. I garden. I'm an artist. So I'm really stepping into who I am and reclaiming myself again.
I just got chills because it's crazy, Lara. You know, guys, we didn't prepare this call. We didn't like get, have an hour-long conversation to get ready for it. My kids are 20, 21, and 22. And I'm almost an empty nesting. And it's really odd because my momming took up so much of my day. And now it's just so different. Like the world's so different. And I always snuck in books. Like I always wrote, But the momming was really a big part of everything, huh?
Oh, definitely. It was my life, and I did like other things here and there, but it was definitely took up about 20 years of my life, and it's been the most rewarding and challenging and frustrating thing I've ever done. It's time for them to spread their wings and fly, and it's for me too. They teach me so much.
When did you kind of discover that you had like a healing capacity or a psychic capacity? Like, how was that shown to you?
Wow, when I was 9 years old, I was out in the backyard and I was just looking at everything. I was looking at the trees and listening to the birds, and I had this thought, and it was, there's got to be more to life than just what I see. And it was like this aha moment of, I am more than this, and I'm here to do more than what everybody else sees. And that was at 9, and I just kind of I went, okay. And I didn't really think much about it, but life took a turn, and I was born into a Irish Catholic family. And for those of you that don't really know about Irish Catholic families, it is accompanied with alcoholism, and it was just a really rough upbringing. So by the time I was in my 20s, I really felt like I wanted to end it all. Like I was suicidal, and I was driving home one night really, really late, and I was so tired coming back from my boyfriend's house. And I remember having a conversation with the universe, and I was saying, you know what, if I fall asleep at this wheel and I crash and I die, I'm good. Take me. But if I survive, I'll know that I'm here for a reason. And that was the last thought that I had. And my car veered off like the 5 freeway. And this is a 4-lane freeway. And I woke up when the car was still moving. And this, I was going straight towards a pole. And I thought that my foot was on the brake, but it was actually on the gas. So I sped up towards the pole and went back onto the freeway, 4 lanes of traffic. And then my car finally stalled when I was facing traffic. And I moved off the freeway, started my car up, moved off the freeway, and looked at my car. And as far as I could see, nothing happened to it. And then I drove home, and nobody stopped. It was really weird because nobody stopped to see if I was okay. And then the next morning, I was still living at home at the time, and my dad asked me, like, what happened to your car last night? And I go, oh, what are you talking about? My front tire was completely like sliced open and flat, but yet I had made it home, 25 miles still. And at that moment, I was thinking to myself, okay, I hear you, universe. I am here for a reason. I get it. And,
I mean, you can't really like have more of a live life on purpose moment than that reminds me of something that happened to me on the freeway. It's kind of cool. So I was in a relationship with someone who was an alcoholic, and I knew it was time to leave, but I just couldn't make myself leave. We had kids, and I just couldn't. I was so against divorce. Like I was just. I didn't ever want to be divorced. Like that was something I had said to myself my whole life. I don't ever want a divorce. So I'm driving on the freeway and I said, God, if I'm supposed to get divorced, my name had been Nelson. I said, show me a G because I was Glessing with my maiden name. And so I'm driving on the freeway and on the left, there's this huge cement. It's like an overpass, and then underneath it, there's like a huge cement wall, and there's the biggest G in the history of G's. It's like 16 feet tall, and it's this huge G. And I literally, Lara, it happened within like almost as soon as I asked, like it happened,
Yep.
and I went, okay, God, I get the message. I'm supposed to leave this man. And I did. And it was such a huge, such a huge good thing for me. It was such a beautiful awakening of my own prowess. And you know what I mean? Like it was such a perfect message. And I feel like for the listeners today, I just want to say, ask for signs. Like it's okay not to know. Right? Like ask for signs. And that brings me, I feel like we need to pop this into the motion of talking about your beautiful book. I know you got nudged to write it a bunch of times.
That's right, I did.
And then when you said yes to it bam, right? Like it poured in. So tell us the name of your book, where we can find it, and then tell us a little bit about that process of allowing the book to come in.
Okay. Well, it's called Living Life on Your Terms, The Healer's Edition, How to Fulfill Your Purpose Without Sacrificing Yourself. And by Dr. Lara Romero, you can find it on Amazon. And Yeah, it was really interesting, the whole process of this book, because I went to a psychic. It was just like a casual reading. I just said, "Well, what do I need to hear?" And she just asked me, she goes, "How's your book coming along?" And I had written a book previously, and I was like, "Well, it's fine, and she goes, "Well, no, there's another one that you're going to be writing." I'm like, "What?" Because the first one was so painful, I'm like, I do not want to write another book. And she's like, no, it's another book. And she gave me the title of it. She actually gave me the title of it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then 6 months later, I didn't do anything with it. I was like, because I was like really resistant. And then I went back and, same event, but it was a different reader. And she said, "How's your book coming along?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" I'm like, "Okay." So then, once I surrendered to it, I was like, "All right." I got my ego out of the way, because this book, it's about living life on your terms as a healer. And at that time, I was like, "What the heck do I have to, share about this?" And I just prayed. I'm like, show me what to do. And I actually asked, let me come from my heart space, get the ego out of the way, get my fear out of the way, my self-doubt, whatever that is, and just let me be a channel for this information to come through. And once I did that, that's when things started to flow.
Wow. Well, I think we should go into one of the chapters that I think a lot of people who are kind of healers and, life coaches and people who help others really struggle with money. And I know that you put a whole chapter together on kind of what blocks healers for money and then what kind of flows for healers with money. So I felt like that there's almost always an interest in that topic.
Yeah, and that's a big one. That's a big one for healers, because there's a lot of instilled belief that if you have a gift from God, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, that it should be free. And being Irish Catholic, I was like, yeah, so I struggled with that for a long time.
Oh, the
But
guilt.
yes, it's like, well, I should be doing this for free, and then Mother Teresa comes in there, and all of this stuff. But all of that's an illusion, and it's been put into our consciousness for a reason. And when we realize that we're here for a purpose, that we're here to help humanity rise out of this darkness that we've been in and help them shift their consciousness, we realize that, we're being supported from the universe. And to realize that money, it's just energy. And what we're giving is our energy, and it's a reciprocal thing that we're doing. We give and we receive. And I think as healers, we are just programmed to just give, 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 because we're so compassionate and loving and just want to help humanity and all that kind of stuff. And we forget about ourselves and what our needs are. And if we don't have a comfortable lifestyle, and I'm not talking exorbitant lifestyle, but I'm talking about being able to pay for your bills, being able to have health care, being able to, drive a car that's reliable, and to feel good in your clothes, and all of that stuff. If we don't have that, how can we be in a state where we can help others? And once we learn that money is just an energetic exchange, that it doesn't have anything to do with it being bad or evil. Money in itself is not bad or evil. It's what people choose to do with it. And the more that healers can bring in this abundance and prosperity, the better they're going to feel, and they can also put that money to good. So it's about shifting that mindset of not having to do things for free, and being aware that you deserve to have a beautiful lifestyle, and you deserve to be supported.
I just recently had two different friends reach out and want free readings. And I was like, I have given them free readings in the past. And I went, I'm not doing free readings anymore. Here's my fee, and I mentioned my pricing. And they don't they're not open to that. And I went, I didn't, it was like I didn't react. I was like, okay, cool, no worries. But it was like I just went into the space of, if I'm gonna give you a space on my calendar, then that's worth a value. You know, that's time. Honestly, I could be writing or making money other ways if I'm not meeting with someone, right?
Right.
So, I mean, things that I do, I charge for. So now I charge for things. And it was really, I don't really know what allowed me to shift it, but as I was reading your book, I kind of tapped into some of the things that blocked me from charging. And I think a lot of it was just not trusting my capacities, you know?
Yeah, that is a big thing with healers because they don't trust that what they're giving is a value. You know, like when I first started doing this, I didn't charge because I was like, I had no idea what I was doing, you know. But then, you know, when I was giving readings and healings and stuff, they would come back to me and they're like, oh my gosh, you can't believe what happened. This totally shifted, you know. And
Absolutely.
through the course of my own awareness of what I can do, you know, and this is for all healers, once you start understanding the power that you have and the ability that you have to affect other lives, it helps give you confidence. And when you have that confidence, it's like an energetic thing. It's like, no, I'm not giving this away for free. This is a value. And that's
Love it.
probably what shifted in you. It's like, wait a minute, you know, what I do is really good, and I can help a lot of people, and I deserve to be compensated for that. So congratulations with that one.
Yeah, that was a big shift for me. So I'm sort of being that just we're kind of nearing the end of our conversation, and your angels would, I think, like you to say one or two other things. So let's be really woo-woo and allow whatever would like to come in for my listeners. And it's always perfect, so you don't have to worry about it. It's always perfect, Lara.
I think I've heard that somewhere.
Oh, really? Did you?
It's not my book, I know that it's like I tell myself that. It's like whatever is, needs to be said, it's the perfect thing that needs to be said. So.
Well, let's honor that and just share with us what else you want to share.
Okay, so let me just tap in and ask the angels what they would like to share. To the beautiful souls that are listening here today, thank you so much for being here, for shining your light, for having the courage to move forward. And please know that you are always supported in everything that you do. Life is going to throw things at you. That ego is going to come in and it's going to tell you that you can't do something. But when that happens, just call upon your intuition, call upon your angels, go into your heart space and understand that you're here for a reason, you're here for a purpose, and you have everything within you to fulfill that purpose. And you have every right to enjoy and to be happy and to be healthy and to succeed and to prosper. This is your time. Your time is coming up here to shine your light. People are going to need you. So thank you for being here. Many blessings.
Okay, well, that was just perfect. So, why don't you just tell people how they can reach you and find out more?
Well, yeah, I have a website, drlararomero.com. I am also on YouTube. I am also on Facebook and Instagram. So
Perfect.
I'm all over the place.
Thanks so much for coming.
Excuse me?
Thanks so much for coming.
Oh, absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.